From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is day 24 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to day 24 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. I'm coming to you this morning from our preschool here at the church. And the reason I'm sitting in a small chair in this corner of the preschool is because our red letters today, our text today comes from Jesus' invitation to the children. In Matthew 19, he says, "Let the children come to me." Now, Pastor Zach explained that he felt like Jesus was giving that command and encouraging us to have faith like children because children are open to receiving the grace of God. And I think that's true. But I also think that Jesus suggests that because children are trusting. Children are dependent, and that would be the relationship that Jesus would desire to have with us, that we would be trusting and dependent upon Jesus. When the new children start school here at the preschool, I'm always amazed that even if they're a bit fearful and reluctant to be in the space and making new friends, they often will gravitate to one of the teachers, one of the adults, even if they don't know the adult, that they recognize them as being a person who's in a position of authority who can provide some comfort when they are scared. And I think that's the relationship Jesus would like for us to have with him, that we would turn to him when we're uncertain, that we would put our faith and trust in him, that we would look to him for protection and comfort and care. And I suppose children they're open to a variety of things. They're open to receiving new information. And I suppose that's part of what Pastor Zach's getting at when he says being open to receiving the grace. Children are learning all the time. They're open to new and different things. And in our posture with Jesus, I think that's important as well. As children, we are served by others. We receive from others because we can't take care of ourselves. In this week of service, in this week of looking toward the needs of others, I think it's important that also we understand what it means to receive as well. So today, I encourage you to think about not only how you serve others and how you provide for others, but also how do you receive? Do you receive like a child, gratefully and open to what's being offered, or do you receive skeptically and a little more closed off? It's been good seeing you today on this Saturday morning on the Red Letter Challenge. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.